JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the 10 festival song finalists are on the road in preparation for the grand finale. And later, a hurricane prep tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Wamsa, you have more work than you can deal with.
Listen, man, I need to double the size of the shop, but the bank say I don't have enough collateral to borrow what I need.
You ask them about the Development Bank of Jamaica's partial loan guarantee?
What?
Conditions apply, but DBJ will guarantee part of your loan up to 80% for small business like your own. You never know that.
Must ask for what again?
The DBJ's partial loan guarantee.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
Jamaicans will get the chance to see their favorite contestants in this year's Jamaica Festival Song Competition at a series of roadshows which got underway earlier this month in Junction Square, that's St. Elizabeth, and more recently in Ocho Rios in St. Anne. Interim Executive Director of the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC, Orville Hill, says unlike in previous years, the festival song will be selected before emancipation and independence celebrations, and the support of the public is critical in identifying the winning song.
We are taking the songs to the people in Jamaica so that they can hear the song, they can be a part of the song, and so get involved in identifying the actual song to be selected as the festival song for 2018. We hope for Jamaicans to come on board, participate in the process, and let it be an excellent independence for 2018.
Upcoming shows will be held at Port Antonio Square in Portland on June 22 and Monimar Square in Spanish Town on June 29. Shows begin at 5 p.m. and are free to the public. And if you can't make it to the road shows, like the JCDC and the Jamaica Festival song pages on Facebook, where the songs and their accompanying videos are posted. Listen to the top 10 and vote for your favorite song.
Vision 2030 is a plan for Jamaica by Jamaicans. The plan includes the views of students, non-government organizations, churches, representatives of the public and private sectors, as well as Jamaicans in the diaspora. It's our plan to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
Learn more by visiting vision2030.gov.jm or log on to Facebook and like the Vision 2030 Jamaica Facebook page. You may also call the Planning Institute of Jamaica at 960-9339.
Driver, you can't go around them.
Lady, I don't buy a license this, you know?
But me have reached NHT before them close or me late with my mortgage.
Relax yourself. Use your phone, download the NHT app, pay your mortgage, and you're gone clear.
Pardon me, phone?
Yes! NHT is now on your Android phone. Check your mortgage, pay contributions, and much more right where you are. Download today.
NHT, the key to your home.
Be prepared. Prevention is better than cure.
June is Disaster Preparedness Month. If a hurricane threat looms, will you be ready? A message from OTPEM and the JIS.
Get your hammer, your pliers, your rope and your wire. Stock up with ply and a holy palumba. Plastic tarpaulin and plastic bag. Kerosene oil stove and a coal stove. Kerosene lamp, matches and candle. Yo, trim the tree them and clean the drains. As for you prepare before a hurricane.
Be prepared and prevent.
On our community notice board, Duhaney Park New Testament Church of God will host a parenting seminar on Saturday, June 30, beginning at 10 a.m. at the Eastwood Park New Testament Church. For more information, call 876-559-7828. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Palma, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.